This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. President Obama is gaining support for taking military action against Syria for its use of chemical weapons on its own people. Next week, the vote is set to go before Congress. I spoke with Central Coast Congressman Sam Farr at his office in Salinas. He says while he's glad the president is asking for authorization, he will vote no.
I think that the biggest problem I have with this is that there are 188 countries comprising about 98% of the world's population that are parties to the Chemical Weapons Convention. Where are those 187 other countries? If indeed this is going to be a disciplinary action for violating the conventions of chemical weapons, then that disciplinary action needs to be enforced by sort of all the parents or all the signatories to really have some meaning. I think the unintended consequences that the United States is perceived in other Arab countries as attacking another Muslim country, third in a row. And I can't understand how that's going to lead to a more peaceful Middle East.
And if we know that these other countries are against the use of chemical weapons, what do you need to see from them that would be a sign of support, since the U.S. tends to be the country in the best position to respond?
Well, we're giving these countries a lot of aid. We give them in two forms, foreign aid and military assistance for purchasing weapons. So I hope that the countries that we're trying to give money to buy military weaponry, and countries we're giving foreign aid to, ought to be the first to stand up next to the United States and say, we want to be part of the solution. And I don't think going alone or even with a few folks is enough to assure a stable outcome after the incident occurs.
President Obama has said this would not be another Iraq, this would not be another Afghanistan, that he's talking about limited strikes. And so is that something different to you, or is it all the same? Is it an act of war regardless of what form that takes?
It certainly is less than committing troops and committing yourself to war, like an invasion, like we did with Iraq. I mean, this is different, and it's going to be of limited scale because Congress will limit it. I think the unanswered question, who pays for it? I would hope the president would ask the nation, to, if indeed the nation supports it, to support revenue to pay for it. Because we're in it for the long haul, and I don't think you can just go in and do a quick action in 60 days and then everybody's happier after it's over.
So what do you think is the appropriate response when you know that citizens are being attacked with chemical weapons by their own government? What is the appropriate answer?
I think that's the moral debate that this country's going on. I think people agree that there ought to be a response. And what is the appropriate response? It's a response that can't be just an American response, because it isn't an American solution. It's Syria. This is the Middle East, where a lot of delicate things are going on that could cause escalation of violence. And it seems to me we cannot be the only ones guarding the gate.
That's Democratic Congressman Sam Farr, who says next week he will vote against U.S. military action in Syria. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.